want the man who did this.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
Special news bulletin.
Alas, my children, this is the day you shall always remember as the day that you almost...
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Kele lam. Lam peeky peeky. Lam meansy weensy.
It's Dre from the Tattoo Squid Podcast here with Wayne or Mr. Big, not the 80s band, but Mr. Big, you know, he's his own person. Yeah. So we don't want no copyright infringements from Mr. Big and the 80s band and whatnot, because nobody hasn't heard anything from him anyway. So are you a fan of like 80s music? And
I'm a big fan of 80s music. Not heard Mr. Big using a band reference in years.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, because, I mean, they had a couple of good songs and ones that are well-known, you know. I mean, I don't really, I say well-known, but I don't really know it that much, you know. I mean, I like the, you know, I like the more hair metal one, which Mr. Big is hair metal, yeah. Somewhat, you know. And it's, you know, mine's like Metallica, you know, Doc, and, you know, even Daily Raw, Van Halen, you know.
There you go, yeah.
Any favorites for you?
The Go-Go's.
Go-Go's, nice.
The Go-Go, you gotta like the Go-Go's. The girl bands rock out usually for me. But that's me, I'm a sick fuck.
Aren't we all? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that kind of like, not saying that time of year, but it's like some people are still home, you know, they don't want to go out to work, they work from home. You know, and we're all like sick fucks every once in a while, you know.
Well, there's no harm in it. As long as everybody's of age.
Yeah.
Do anything against the will, go for it. Don't care.
And speaking of like people that are like not acting their age, Amber Heard. You know, now like I was saying before, I haven't really followed. I mean, I follow it a little bit. You know, I like the whole court thing. They have it on YouTube, folks. You know, so you can look on there. And I haven't got to the part where they talked to Johnny Depp. But I didn't see the one with the Amber Heard, and you know, certain things I heard. But
it's been covered. There's a guy with the podcast who's called ENTY. This is handled on Twitter, by the way, is ENTY.
Yeah.
He has a podcast called An Entertainment Lawyer, Crazy Days and Crazy Nights. It's his webpage. He's been all over the Amber Heard Johnny Depp thing for years. In my opinion, reading what he's written, hearing what he has said, to me, the bold hardcore drug addicts, hardcore alcoholics, codependent as all get out, they need to get away from each other and
yeah.
their lives and fix it, right? I'm tired of seeing rich people, because they're both used to have more money than God. Lawyers have that money now.
Yeah.
No, don't they have better things to do with their lives?
Yeah, it's crazy. We call, you know, celebrities get the perks, we always say. You know, it's like they don't do this. They, you know, they can get pulled over and nothing happens and whatever. We get pulled over, we spend a night in jail until we see the judge, and then next thing you know, we're in there for a year. You know, I mean, myself, I, you know, I'm not a celebrity, but I got in there and I was like, I spent like a night in jail for DUI. Don't we all, folks? You know, we all had that little drinky poo here and there. And hey, I got caught. Man, okay, it is. It happens, yeah. But it's funny because the story is, this is a funny story to tell, basically. So I get hauled in, but the cop was very nice. It wasn't like he reached his quota or anything. You know, he was like, he came up to me, and all of a sudden I had a stupid thing where I had parking tickets on my windshield when he pulled me over for a DUI. So he goes, have you noticed this? And I'm like, oh, shit, no, I didn't. Because my friend was driving the car the whole time. You know, I was, like, inebriated. So we went back to his house and dropped him. You know, he went, and then mine was, like, my house was, like, around the corner. So it always happens. It's like you can go that far distance of driving with some intoxication, and you don't get pulled over at all. But once you get around the corner to your house, you tend to get pulled over, which is the basic thing almost. You know, they're right there. So I get pulled over, you know, the tickets, blah, blah, blah. You know, he goes, all right, will you smoke? And I'm like, yeah. You know, he goes, all right, smoke a couple of cigarettes, and then I'll give you the breathalyzer test. So he's giving me every kind of out there is. Mm-hmm. You know, so on, you know, because I smoked a whole pack of cigarettes that night, that time, right on the road. and I still blew the certain number, you know. And you know, he could just hauled me in after the first one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been like six times. And he's like, listen, when we get to this, if it does it again, I got to read you your rights. You know, we did this for a while. Okay, fine. And then we get in there. And then we get to the jail cell. Every person in there, DUI. You know, the whole place is filled. And everybody's having a good time. They're like, yeah, and they're all screaming. One person is crying. And it's a woman. Has her head down on the table. And she robbed the bank. Wow. So she robbed the bank. Everybody else is drunk. And that was it. Then I seen a girl that I went to high school with.
There you go.
And she comes walking in, and then she sits down, she looks around, she sees me, she goes, oh, I went to high school with you. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I mean, it's fine that you see her, but, you know, it's sad that we caught it. She's like, says it out loud, and I'm like, and then the sergeant, I think it was, he was like, you know her? I'm like, Yeah, we went to high school together. He's like, you know, we could give you the co-ed jail cell. I was like, really? Okay, yeah, cool. And all of a sudden, the yellow sergeant comes around and goes, no, we can't do that. We got in trouble the last time that happened. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, my first time getting arrested. I can't have no fun. Fuck. Anyway, so, and then, you know, the basic thing, you stay there overnight, you know, there's a toilet, you don't want to go there. And then, you know, they give you bagels and coffee, and I'm like, yeah, okay, don't give me coffee. It's going to run through me like a bullet train. I don't want to go over there. So then you get there, you see the judge, they give you an arraignment, blah, blah, blah. Then you see your parents. Now, my parents are like, the judge goes, do you know this gentleman here? And my dad's like, you know, Honor, I don't really know who he is anymore. So, and then we get home, and we got all this food, like, on the table. Like, I just got out of prison or something. You know, there's Domino's, there's...
There you go.
Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, it's just like, holy shit. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not really that hungry, but anyway, let's go and eat, you know. But, yeah, it was just crazy. But, you know, but Amber Heard, you know, getting back to Amber Heard now, we could, you know, she shit on the bed, or shit entirely on the bed. And then she was worried about her dog. I don't know. That's why the certain things I got, you know, something about her dog, whatever.
We can go all the way back to the time they tried to smuggle dogs into Australia. Yeah. Again, in my opinion, I'm not a professional psychiatrist. They're both crazy fucks. with alcohol and drug problems.
And, yeah. You know,
I hope they get the help they solely need. And they have the money to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. But also, hopefully, Johnny can be able to get through all this. And, you know, like you said, we call it England. He is dubbed a wife beater.
Wife beater, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but hopefully, you know, he can be able to get some kind of arrangement where
that's why he lost that last film he was in. I can't think of it. The creature one, the animated one, you know, the wins, I mean, right?
There's Pirates of the Caribbean, Fantastic Beasts.
The ones that take off Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts, yeah.
They what cost him Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
You know, and what cost him Pirates of the Caribbean, I think, was the same thing. I'm getting my things mixed up. He lost Pirates of the Caribbean first.
Yeah.
He lost Fantastic, and the creature one, right?
Yeah.
Due to his activities drinking. Again, yeah. Which surprises me because Disney isn't the most ethical company in the world, but they play that well.
Yeah, definitely.
But, we're not charged, so what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, it's, Disney does give it certain overtones, you know. I mean, back in the day, you didn't really notice it back in the day. Now, when you look at it, you're like, holy shit, you know.
Without a doubt, I mean, back in the day, as you so well put it, with the Mouseketeers, what we saw on TV was wholesome family entertainment, right? Yeah. After the fact, after people dig in the records and people talk to stars at the time, but double check facts, we now know it was a little bit different than that. But nobody wants to expose Uncle Walt as what he was, right? We wanted to take Disney films as a wholesome entertainment for our families. But I, as a grandparent, right, I see wholesome entertainment with my kids watch. I don't care. I watch stuff all the time when I was a young kid. I did, trust me. Hammer films especially. But again, you know, they're capable to understand the cartoons and stuff they see. They don't need to have politically correct cartoons.
True, yeah. I mean, you know, because they don't know any better. Like, we didn't know any better back in the day, you know. But then, I mean, and when I look at it now, I'm looking at these cartoons that my niece watches. And it's not really Disney, but they're like cartoons nonetheless. And I'm like, huh. You know, that's crazy how it just looks way offensive, but you don't see it. Yeah.
You remember the Flintstones?
Yeah.
Okay. That's just crazy shit going to Flintstones. Flintstones had two levels. The level for kids and the level for adults.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, watch them now when you're what? How old are you? 30 something, maybe 35?
Yeah.
As a 35-year-old male, right? I'm thinking what kids see them at 4 or 5. I mean, it's okay. It's entertainment, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather see my kids and my grandkids watch the Flintstones and maybe some Looney Tunes stuff than some of the crazy stuff they can see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, what about what we call it, horror movies now?
Yeah, horror movies.
Yeah.
I love horror films.
Horror movies! So, what is your favorite horror movies, or what got you into horror movies? Let's go with that.
Easy. When I was a young man, my parents owned the bar. The bar was a block away from the local movie theater. So it was really easy for me to get out of their hair. They give me a couple bucks and let me go to the movie theater and I could watch a film. And most of the films back at that time were the 60s horror Hammer films.
Yeah.
So that's what I watched a lot of. And they gave me, I think, I'd like to thank the horror Hammer films for giving me appreciation for Redheads with Live Tracks of Land.
Ah, there you go.
You know, I mean, I must have watched them all. I watched all of the Christopher Lee vampire films, Vincent Price films. I love a film that doesn't get a lot of love these days, which is called The Canker Worm. Have you seen that one?
Not really. No, I don't think
so. It takes place in England during the English Civil War. His character plays a witch finder. Him and his crony seek out women that they can horribly do horrible things to, which they do.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. What's the name of it again?
The Conquering Worm.
Conquering Worm?
Conquering Worm, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Vincent Price. I forget who the co-stars were. The ending will freak you out.
No.
I mean, it's none of it's not bloody like we've seen some films today, but it's an interesting kind of scary film.
Yeah. Yeah, we could, because even The Human Centipede is a very scary film, too.
First one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the first one, especially, folks, if you haven't seen Human Centipede, it is what it says in the title. You know, that's what it is. You got every human in a line with their face to each ass. And
talking number one, you're talking number three.
Either or, I guess. I think it's like...
Oh, but they do. The difference
they do it pretty much in every one of them, I think.
Right, yeah. But the third one is with the prison. They got a lot of people on that one.
Yeah, yeah. The third one, yeah. I think I've seen dabs of it, you know, the third one. Yeah. But the first one I've seen when it was like in that warehouse kind of thing with the woman that's pregnant. You know, that got out and she's in the thing, you know, in the truck or car. It's a vehicle, nonetheless, but yeah, it is just like fucking horrendous. I thought I could be able to sit through anything, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine was looking at he wanted to watch a night date film with his girlfriend. Right, he wants something unusual for date night. I told him he should watch the movie Martyrs. Have you seen Martyrs?
Yeah.
And for some reason, he saw that when his girlfriend got mad at me. He said she was really pissed off about watching that film.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't watch with your girlfriend, you know, unless she doesn't, you know, unless she likes horror movies. Yeah? Oh, hold on. Let me just see what this beeping thing is. I might have to, there we go. Let's see how that one goes. Anyway, so, any other favorite horror movies? You know, do you like the retro, or?
I like the things in the 60s, 70s, Dr. Fives is good.
Yeah,
both those are really good films. I think probably some of the best I saw. I have a thing that the early Universal ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a podcast out there called Secrets of Hollywood, and his specialty is the he's doing an arc with Boris Karloff and the director of The Cat People, the first one, right?
Yeah,
that's fascinating because he goes to that guy's back, the director's background growing up in the United States as a Russian immigrant. This stuff about Boris Karloff is absolutely fascinating stuff. I highly recommend both the podcast, very much so, and the first movie of The Cat People. Good stuff.
Nice. Mine's like, you know, the old style ones, like Friday the 13th, yeah. You know, Halloween, obviously, like the classic one, Halloween. But, you know, again, then you got like Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, second one. Yeah, well. I like the first one, third one. Second one, it's a little bit to be desired. So, but, yeah, but Friday the 13th, I think, might be, I'm not saying they're going to come out with something, but there is rumors that they're going to have something in maybe a year or two.
Probably. Now that COVID's over, they can shoot film again, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they did a whole court thing, so, yeah, but then what was the other ones they had? Even Hellraiser. Hellraiser is an awesome.
Hellraiser is a great film.
It was just funny. When I was married, my wife was like, she was never one for horror movies. And for some ungodly reason, she's like, I want to watch a horror movie. I'm like, okay. All right. Which one do you have in mind? She goes, well, there's two. And I'm like, okay, which one is it? It's like, Hellraiser. I'm like, okay. And then she goes, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was like, you went to the two bloodiest thing, you know, and even like Hellraiser itself, you got a guy, the corpse walking around, seeing all the insides and just walking around and tearing apart and the good old
thing. Thing about Hellraiser has very much very many sexual overtones.
Yeah. You know, definitely, yeah. But we call it, with the uncle liking the niece, you know, but she's older and everything else, and he's like, hello, I forgot what the name was, but, you know, it's like Uncle Vinny, I think it was, or Uncle something, I forgot. But he's like, oh, you're looking pretty good now, you know, and I'm like, oh, really?
There's a lot of horror film is good about exploring horror. I mean, the horror of the monster, the thing behind the corner, so to speak, in the horror of interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
He did on Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah. Like the original one, the black and white.
Right, black and white one. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, now they got, like, Night of the Living Dead has, I'm going to say, like, six sequels, I think.
Yeah,
about five or six. It's, like, not a lot, but it's, like, oh, Return of the Living Dead. Oh, here comes the Living Dead, or something like that, you know. But it's always good to see, because that has the best gore factor by far, you know. Like, the original one, you don't really get that much of a gore factor. It's pretty much like a Michael Jackson type of thriller, but with black and white. I mean, you get the other ones is more color, but it's more into it, like, you know, like, oh, they're just tearing into it, you know, and then seeing like.
I like the black and white one because I like all the horror that you lets you imagine what's going on. You don't see it, you can imagine it, which is one of the reasons why I like H.P. Lovecraft books. And like, because, you know, he lets you imagine things which I think are way more scary than what you can write on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I read a couple of books. I don't really remember the name, but I was like, oh, H.P. Lovecraft. Yeah, I was like, oh, nice. Yeah. And then they had, which is funny, there's like a show, and this is not H.P. Lovecraft, but there's a show that they had about H.G. Wells.
Okay.
And it's called Warehouse 13. It's like kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, like a sci-fi thing.
Yeah, well, it was in Sci-Fi Channel, right?
Yeah. They had like about, I don't know, about four seasons, I think.
Yeah.
And it was really good because they got like they kind of like go into each different you know, whatever it is. It could be like Christmas, Halloween, you know, and everything else. But then they bring up H.G. Wells, like, well, H.G. Wells can be a woman, can't she? You know, and I'm like, it makes you think. Like, do you think H.G. Wells is a woman or?
He was a guy. I mean,
he's
an interesting guy. I mean, back in that time of England, you had a lot of interesting people from 1830 to the turn of the century. England was full of the most interesting people, from Michael Faraday to H.G. Wells, among others.
Yeah. And Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper, yes. I want to do a Jack the Ripper book.
They should do a Jack the Ripper movie, like, now. I mean, not now, but they shouldn't do it, like, overdo it, like they do with the movies now. Like, we were talking about before, that the horror movies now that are out, it's, like, not that good. You know, the originals, like, Friday the 13th, Halloween, Hellraiser, Nightmare on Elm Street, Night of the Living Dead, that's, like, the more, even, dare I say, Chucky's in there, that's an original one, too.
First one, yeah.
Yeah, Predator, Aliens.
Yeah.
You know, so, but then it was, so now they get this other one, it's like, oh, Sasquatch. I'm like, really? I'm like,
well, because the Hollywood movie studio invests in money in a movie that's shown to put people in seats versus investing in an idea that might work. That's why we have sequels.
Yeah, but then, and remakes, which if you heard my podcast, I always hate remakes. Totally fucking hate it. It's just like, it made well when it was made originally. You know, why redo it? Oh, it has to be more gorier. I'm like, why? I'm like, it's fine the way it is.
No. Why do they have to be woke? Why do we have to make them and make them woke? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Why can't it been like it was? Why do we have to put all kinds of other precepts on this behind me? And when you do that, it takes. I won't see a movie like that. I think you find more and more fans of horror, whatever genre they try to do that with, you won't see them.
Yeah, but we could, what was the other thing? They had, I saw this one movie. You ever heard of the movie Rawhead Rex?
No.
It, I think it was made like in the late 70s or so, like in Ireland, I think it is. The makeup thing could be desired a little bit more, but I think at that time, I think it was made like somewhere down, like, you know, it was like the late 70s or something, but it kind of seemed like it got released like maybe in the mid 80s or something. But basically, Rawhead Rex is a demon that's been in prison below the earth. Or so, you know, like demons are. You know, they're like in hell, kind of like they say below. So apparently, a preacher of sorts, we could somehow has brought back this monster.
Sure.
So the monster comes out of nowhere, and it's a huge, like, if you ever seen the Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
And remember, like, the first one or the second one where they have the king and he had like four arms. Yeah. So it kind of looks like that. That, like, Rawhead Rex looks like that a little bit. Fucking tall as hell, muscular looking, but has like that demon like face and and just like, you know, gets out of like some kind of shed and claws one guy, goes after a woman like that's pregnant, and then chases after somebody else and drags them around. It's almost like, you know, basically, well, it's a monster movie, but it's the kind of thing that you would see in a drive-in, you know. Yeah. When you watch it at home, you're like, eh. You know, for me, I'm like, eh. But I was entertained with it. I'm like,
sure.
Okay, you know, very good.
Like what we like.
Yeah, and it's like the name, Rawhead Rex, you know, I'm like, I'm thinking like some kind of like cartoon made into a movie, which it could be, you know, because most cartoons are made for, you know, most movies are made from cartoons.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating how plots get done. I mean, look at the Spanish vampire films, the number of times that the priest gets cut by a nail and says somehow his blood drips in the coffin that the Dracula was put into, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, all these weird things. But the nice thing about the Spanish movies, or the Hammer horror films, or the German horror films with vampires, is the big tracts of land. You gotta like the big tracts of land.
Yeah. Transylvania is awesome. I want to visit there because my dad's from Hungary.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he's like, I'm half Hungarian. I don't speak the language. But I'm half Irish as well, so I always make this joke. I'm like, I like to eat and drink.
Sure.
You know, but we went when I was a kid. I think, you know, when I was a baby until I was about 13, I think. I've been to Hungary numerous times, but it was fun and everything else, you know. But we went to like Czechoslovakia, but I think if we had the time. And if I knew it, like, when I was younger, we could probably see about Transylvania.
You could.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean, it could be just a tourist attraction, or it could be...
Well, I expect it's more touristy than anything else, but
Hungary is
full of unique places. Hungary has, as you all know, sir, a very unique history, most of it unknown by Americans, which is a shame. I mean, I think they held off the Turk when nobody else could.
Yeah.
You know, for generations, right?
Yeah, certain, generations, yeah. And I was actually trying to figure out, like, how people always find their heritage. You know, I want to see, like, we did that whole...
ancestry thing?
Yeah, the ancestry, .com, whatever.
Yeah.
And we did that, but it tells you, like, certain different ones. But it doesn't really go deep dive, like, oh, you know, your great-great-great-great-grandfather was a... general in a certain army.
No, we did that here as my wife got to me for a present, and I thought I grew up with all one kind of nationality.
Mm-hmm.
No. We were taught as we were kids, I don't know why my mother would tell us this, but my mom told us that we were American Indians. No problem with that, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm Native American. I used to go to the Native American events, I check in all the Native American social stuff, right? Because I'm Native American, I want to know more about heritage, right?
Yeah.
We did the test, and Long Behold comes back, and I'm French and Northern German. Kind of a difference, isn't it?
But, very much of a difference, yeah.
But my wife was able to go and because of the update result, right? So she got within 100 miles of different places. Fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, like I went to certain areas and we got on the train and we went to see like other relatives and whatnot. So it's like more like, you know, was hit playing soccer and, you know, or they call it like, well, they don't call it football, but I mean, you know, they're playing soccer around and other stuff. And then we got to see like different trains in different areas. And the landscape was like incredible.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then when you go to the city, you know, the city looked like the city, you know, like New York City. So, you know, but a little bit more, where you could be able to do like the farmer's market, like all everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. You could do a really good job if you're interested. Stuff from Hungary with those connections into Transylvania.
Yeah.
The horror community. I think you do good at that because you are Hungarian. You know how much of that you want to play up is up to you, right? But be no harm when I know what's your last name, sir?
Bodlight.
I never pronounced it in a million years. Doctor, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Trinkets or treasure trove of stuff. You know, you get I think we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. So we call it, it's like, because like, you know, my dad was trying to teach us how to, you know, speak it. And I'm like, and we're kids. And you know how when we're kids, we're like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who
wants to? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, why? I don't want to go to school. Why do I want to learn this? I'm like, now I think about it. I'm like, you know, I wish I did. Yeah.
That's the way. I mean, I don't know where you would start to learn, but I suspect there's resources. And you want to
well, I think
it.
There's the Rosetta Stone. I think they might have some kind of, you know.
I know there's a couple places online that they'll teach you Irish.
Yeah. Yeah. But I went to Ireland, actually. We could. And that was fun as it is because apparently I could drive better in Ireland than I do in Long Island. Because you had to drive on the wrong side of the road, and for some reason I got it down pretty freaking good, you know. Huh. My wife looked at me and she goes, "You drive better now than you did before." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
Ireland's nice, full of interesting things too. Then you got Lord Bunsany, who's a God's man.
Yeah,
his whole line of horror books and fantasy books and stuff. I mean. Henry is full of very interesting personalities. You are lucky bloodline, sir.
Yeah. I know I got to try to look into it more and more. Yeah. But any kind of music,
Well, we talk about 80s music, but I do like my Celtic stuff. I love my Celtic music.
Oh, okay.
I used to be, we're in the Society for Creative Mechanism for years and years and years, so you get a lot of exposure to, Celtic music. There's a lot of people with the Celtic personas. I like that sort of stuff. I like the 80s stuff, right? I do.
Yeah. But any other movies that you like besides the horror movies?
I did a documentary, so I'm a fan of good documentary films, which are hard to find.
Yeah.
Most of them are made up. The ones that do the research are few and far between, but there's some out there and some are really good.
Yeah.
I like movies with the plot. I mean, I like, the musicals that came out. There's three or four of them. The girls got together, did music. I forget the name of it. Count me out here. Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
One of three of them. I like those movies. I really like Downton Abbey, believe it or not, both movies. It's what it is. You know, we like what we like.
All right, cool. We go. So tell everybody what Mr. Big or, you know, the thing is, you know, that you do. Sure. I mean, you talked about it before and we said in the beginning, but reiterate it.
What it is I wrote a book called Life and Times of, I won't pronounce the guy's name right, Life and Times of Frank Baristeri, right? Which you can find it on Amazon under my name, Wayne Klingman. Find all my books under my name, Wayne Klingman, we'll see on Amazon. Please buy a book because I use the money I get for the books to feed the stray cats. I've not sold a book since May the 6th, but book sales universally are down. That got me introduced to the world of the mafia, knowing about them, researching them, stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of stories in the mafia. There's a lot of stories in the mafia, and believe it or not, Las Vegas.
Hmm.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, actually, Las Vegas, you could find one of those. You ever heard of the movie Hostel?
Yes.
So there, some people don't know this, but I've seen it. There's Hostel 1. Yep. Which, and folks, if you don't know what Hostel is like a corporation that's run by, as we were talking about, like, you know, not celebrities, but millionaires, billionaires, whatever, that have like certain kind of like extracurricular activities that we don't do, you know, but they have the money to do it.
They torture them enough, they kill them, they rape them.
Yeah, rape, pillage, torture, you know, whatnot, but not get away with it. So they had this one vast amount of area that they can use, and they take said, like, you know, whatever, people that's vacationing that you're not gonna find. Like the first one was like more boys, you know, because they were vacationing in Bucharest, I think it was.
Wondering, here's part of the world. Hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously we call it got, like, kidnapped or something. It's like, oh, they're not going to know where they are because they're vacationing or they're in spring break or something like that. And they torture them and everything else. But there's always that one guy that always gets away.
Yep.
And then the second movie, well, you had the one for the boys. You might as well have one for the girls. And that's what they did. And then now they have a third one.
New.
Where it is in Las Vegas.
It'd be the fourth one. There's a third one. The first one, as you described, second one starts out with the first guy dying. Who lives the first one, dies second one.
Yeah, yeah.
The third one is the one with the girls, right? So this fourth one in Las Vegas, as you're saying. I'm sorry.
No, I thought it was like only three. I didn't think it was like four.
The first one takes place in Europe. Second takes place in Europe.
Yeah.
Other than the guy dying. Third one also takes place in Europe in the same location as the first two. So there's indeed another Hostel movie, right? I'm sure that there is.
Yeah.
That takes place in Las Vegas. It has to be a fourth movie, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We call it, because we call it, this one had more of a, when people get married and they get a bachelor party and everything else. Well, the bachelor party, which they didn't know was going to be in the said corporation thing in Las Vegas. And yeah, it's crazy.
It is. Well, you can't be a good crazy movie. and speaking of bachelor party, have you remember Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, that's a
crazy movie.
That is a crazy movie. Yeah, but that's like crazy, like fun. Yes. And well, yeah, Hostel can be a crazy fun one too. Because you know, if you're like me and you, you know, we're like, hey, we like that kind of stuff.
Have you seen a Serbian film?
A what?
Have you seen a Serbian film?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to see that one in a full stomach.
Okay. I'll fast.
Yeah. You don't want to see that movie with people with small children.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. I'll tell you that much now. The rest of it is you lose your imagination. Have you seen the movie Come and See Here, which is a German anti-war flick?
Yeah. I heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's a pretty intense film too, but it's very much an anti-war film.
I think we call it, there's a war film with Tom Hanks, actually, you know, okay. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that is an intense movie as well. Okay. Yeah. And Enemy Behind the Gates.
Yep.
That one. I forgot who the actor is in that one, because that basically it was between like two snipers.
And
what the hell's his name? He was in the Stephen King movie, Needful Things, and that, folks, you know, Stephen King is still the god of like suspense thrillers, you know.
Yeah, for Brother Ryder, yeah.
Yeah, because he does like everything from Christine,
yeah,
Cujo,
yeah,
the one with the werewolf, the wheelchair.
Silver Bullet.
Hmm?
Silver Bullet.
Yeah, Silver Bullet. You know, like, and everybody was like, oh, you know, are you talking about the new, you know, the It with the one from like was it 2000 something? I'm like, no, the It, like the mini series. Yeah. You know, that was like awesome. I love that one. I mean, I tried watching the other ones, but I'm like, okay, you know, whatever.
Quite the writer.
Yeah, it's a different kind of a shade of gray, you know. But
Shades of Gray, we should talk about how that came about. You know how Shades of Gray came out, right?
No, I haven't really watched it or read the book, so I know it's about sexual stuff.
Right. Well, it is a bit of lots of what we refer to as mommy porn, right?
Yeah.
But that book came out because it started off as fan fiction based on Twilight.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then people just got those ideas going on in their heads about the characters of Twilight. Along we hold, somebody wrote down 50 Shades of Grey, which again is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, if people want to watch that stuff, write that stuff more power to them.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, women can be able to watch, like, you know, certain kind of like porn, you know, as it is, you know, and guys, you know, we always watch porn. So, yeah. And some people have different tastes, let's just say.
And again, as we stated earlier, as long as everybody's over 18 and nobody's being forced into anything, more power to them.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I remember a long time ago, you know, when he was watching like porn or whatever, and then I met like friends of mine from working, and one guy's like, you know, I got all these DVDs and all that, and kids are probably like, not kids now, I mean, but young adults are probably listening to this going like, DVDs? I'm like, yeah, they're this round cylinder thing, you know. And that's where you watch all the movies, you know. Not like you watch it on your laptop or on your computer, or you just like siphon it. You know, but I was watching DVD, he goes, oh, grandma does midgets, you know. or grandma has sex with only one leg, or, you know,
back in the day when I was married to my first wife, we went to a friend of ours' home where they're politically correct, they're all the right everything, right?
Yeah.
And they went out to do something, and I volunteered to stay home with the kids because I didn't want to go and be politically correct. So we're watching Dumbo. At one minute we have a flying elephant, and the next minute again we have Debbie Does Dallas. Because what the guy would do so he could watch his porn is just splice it into his kids' Disney films.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting episode art. I'll see if I can insert Debbie Does Dallas with Dumbo. Because, as you know, and I don't know if you've seen it, because I have, like, whenever I do, you know, shows with other podcasters or anybody else that wants to be on a show, I write down stuff to make episode art with the video, with the audio. And pretty much it's getting to be a good, you know, we got the Go-Go's, Mr. Big, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, Flintstones.
Bane, Bunny, and Amber Heard.
Yeah. You got to get a cartoon version of Amber Heard and, you know. Anyway, and then we got the Mafia, Las Vegas, Ireland, Rawhead Rex.
Yeah.
Redheads.
Yeah, you know,
Redheads. You can't. Dracula, Celtic Music, 30 Shades of Grey, or was that 50 Shades of Grey, right? 50 Shades. I got that one wrong. It's like half the distance. Anyway, so, and then Debbie Does Dallas and Dumbo.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting one. But what else can we talk about here?
I'm coming out with two new books. I'm coming out with two books on the Mafia in the next couple months. One is The Mafia in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which is a series of chapters based on incidents with real life Hollywood people, with real life masters, where we talk everything about Lana Turner and what happened to her, with some ideas that other things that might have been going on that led to the killing. The idea of, well, I can't think of the name, but she was a blonde, the first original plastic blonde sex symbol. Back in the 20s.
Oh, I'm thinking, well, I'm going to say Marilyn Monroe, but that's...
Before. before her, the one that, Melvin loves herself. Anyway, we talk about her first husband, her husband, second husband died, you know, how she went on a fling because she was unable to get satisfaction. So she went a little bit overboard to get the satisfaction, how that may not have worked. I mean, she's dead, but people did crazy things. They still do crazy things.
Oh, we all do. Yeah. Yeah, we do crazy. We do crazy things, and we do crazy things for love.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And we do crazy things just for the hell of it.
Absolutely. Too much beer. What crazy thing can I do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. When you have too much, you figure with alcohol, you got you have so much that it depends on the person too. You know, like the person that can drink like a whole bunch of alcohol can be like the nicest guy, can be whatever. Then you got other guys that will drink and be like the more sleaziest guy.
Absolutely.
You know, and then there's the one that's like really nasty and just like gets physical with everybody and their significant others or whatever. So.
Well, I mean, I'm lucky in the fact that 25 years or so ago, I quit drinking, right? I mean, I was your typical hardcore alcoholic sleaze bike from hell. But because of my life, because of the love of my second wife and the gift from God, I was able to quit drinking. That changed my life around. But I've been there. I've been that sleazy asshole at the party that you don't want to go near.
Yeah. I was the more fun somewhat, you know. And I always had the tendency to, like, if I drank too much and I felt gassy, you know, like when you get that gassy feeling, sometimes you had too much, you're like, oh, and you're going to throw up, I will come back and drink more. You know, so, and they're like, what are you doing here? I thought you threw up. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm ready to drink more. You know, so then I go and drink more, and, but I would go and they used to call me like the disposable unit. Because whatever shot they didn't like, you know, somebody would buy a shot and that person didn't want to drink it, they weren't going to throw it out. They're like, well, who's going to drink this? And then, you know, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then they bring like, you know, test tube shot glasses. I'm like, oh, that's thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. But then I used to go like this, like, oh, a test tube, and I like this, and I, you know, and they're like, and I'm like, I thought so, you know, like that kind of thing. They're like, there's something wrong with this guy. And I'm like, no, I'm just having some fun. And that's how it is, you know. But I really haven't been the nasty one, but also I stopped drinking as well. It might have been 5 years now. You're way longer than me, but mine was more because of health reasons.
Yeah.
You know, because I went to, in the beginning, when I lived in Pennsylvania, I had the thing where my wife had cancer. So she was going for a lot of stuff. I was working, trying to keep up with bills and everything else. Then I would come back and try to see hers. But I would go and have energy drink and then have another energy drink.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and to the point where the doctor's like, you're trying to give yourself an instant heart attack. You know, because I think I had coffee and then energy drink and then coffee and then energy drink. To the point where my heart was going like this. And then I started blacking out, like walking. So I'll walk, I'll start blacking out. Or if I start driving, I'll black out. So parents are like, you got to go see a doctor. So now medicine, blah, blah, blah. Then I moved back to Long Island. And I didn't take any medicine because I didn't see no doctor yet because I didn't have work that had good medical. So then I finally found someone that had good medical, you know, and then they were like, oh, well, you know, you got to go see a doctor because your heart's all over the place. And I'm like, oh, great. Here we go again. Well, anyway, so that's the whole thing. And then I was doing this medicine and I went to go and see the doctor again. It was like 4 or 5 days before my birthday. And I was like, is there a way I can not take this medicine so I can have some fun on my birthday? You know, like go drinking or something. And they're like, no, that's what got you in trouble in the first place because the alcohol will... kind of get your heart thing going again. So I was like, all right, whatever. And ever since then, I think it's been like 5 years now. So and now if I can lose weight, that'll be even perfect. You know, I think I eat more than I do drink.
That's my problem, my weight.
Yeah.
Help my high blood pressure stay high.
Yeah, that's the thing I had too. I got the high blood pressure. I got the, like, certain thing to keep the heart going, but yeah, in a steady rhythm and all that. And actually, I got shocked so many fucking times. Not because I, like, either, like, died or something. It was more because they want to put my heart in a regular rhythm, so they had to shock it. And the funny thing, since we're talking about drinking and shots, I lay there, and they're like, all right, sir, you know, here, and, like, they give me a shot glass, like, well, not, you can't really see because of this thing, right? Right. So, like, they give me a glass about half the size of this glass right here, and they're like, all right, we need you to down this whole thing. I'm like, okay. I'm like, what's it going to do? It's like, well, it's going to make you go sleepy. I'm like, for how long? You know, and they're like, oh, until we shock you, and then we'll bring you back. And I'm like, okay. I was, like, very skeptical about the whole thing. And then they put this, like, little round thing off, and, you know, and then they poured it down there. And I'm like, it's like, don't swallow yet. I'm like, okay. And it did happen, and then that was it. But then I found out later on, maybe a year after, that I didn't have to do all that shit.
Oh, wow.
You know? Because the doctor I see now, it's like, you could have just lost weight. You mean I could have just, like, lost weight and not go through and be in debt with the fucking hospital?
I have to tell you, I have all the tools needed to lose weight, but I have to drink my 2-liter bottles of soda every day.
Yeah.
All other good shit. I don't have self-control.
I had the self-control back then. I used to go and go to the gym, but this is when I was working, like, 12-hour shifts, and my days were, like, I'll have 2 days off. I work 2 days. I had 2 days off again, and I worked 3 days and had 3 days off. So within those days off, I would go to the gym, and I'll go to the gym like 1-2 o'clock in the morning because I had this necessity of, like, don't want to be in a gym where there's a lot of fucking people.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if there's like 5 people, that's fine. I go and do my shit for like an hour and I'm good. And I'll do that, like, religiously. I'll go in there, like, whatever days I have off, and I'll do walking like 5 miles, and I'll eat the food that they want me to eat. You know, like, you know, I'll have like egg whites with, like, my typical day was egg whites with strawberries, black coffee with no sugar, no nothing, no milk, or drink water. And then I'll have that breakfast. Then I'll walk like 3 miles and then come home. Have like some kind of like snack, like what the hell, like nuts or whatever, you know, or even the strawberries again, yeah. And I go on, and then I'll go to the gym at that night, you know, and then I'll have chicken with like sweet potatoes.
There you go.
But the sweet potatoes, not like the ones where you get them from the store, but the ones that you can microwave.
Sure.
You know, so either or, I mean, I did that for like a whole year and not drinking anything, and I lost like, I think, about like 80 pounds.
Wow.
So, and because the nurses, when I went to go see my wife in the rehab place, the nurse is like, you can see it, like, in my neck.
Sure.
Like, it was so skinny, and I felt really good. But then I moved back to Long Island, and then, you know, all the necessities, you know, come about, you know, like, you know, you go and have like pizza, you go and have this, and, you know, you have all the cool stuff that you want. But then I, you know, and I try going to the gym, but they weren't staying open late like they did in Pennsylvania, you know.
It's hard to do. It's hard to maintain a diet.
Yeah,
you feel it is. For doing it as long as you did, and perhaps you get back on that train.
Yeah. Well, once me and my girlfriend get like a house, and then because that's what we're gonna do, like in a couple weeks, we're gonna look around, and hopefully we'll get one, and then we get everything situated, and I'll get like a little gym set up.
Sure.
And then do some walking.
Yeah. You know. Ask what you do for a job, sir.
Oh, I'm a forklift driver.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like the standing one. You know, you just stand here, build the whole thing, and more like a you know, I work at like in a warehouse where it's like vitamins.
Sure.
Oh, and then you get the perks here and there. It's all good.
Here we had Amazon warehouse, and they make and forklift drivers make more money than not.
Yeah. You know, because I was going to do like Amazon at first. I was going to like, you know, apply there. But then everybody's into safety. I understand that. Okay. You know, everybody's into safety. You know, but that's when they started out their questions. You know, like, what do you think is safety? And then I'm like, well, okay, don't drop shit on your feet. You know, don't trip. Don't fall, you know. And then all of a sudden you're done and you figure everything's good and they don't call you back. They don't, you know.
Yeah, I mean, here I worked for Amazon in a couple of different jobs. Okay. You can't do it at my age. You have to be young like you. I'm 64, right?
Yeah.
Not a job for a man my age. You can't keep up with the 20-year-old. Everything is timed.
Yeah.
Everything is timed based on what a 20-year-old can do, right? Yeah. So it is what it is. You have to try different things.
Yeah.
Thank God I have my books, and hopefully they come back to selling. But, well, I'll say this for people out there who might be interested in writing or something. If you want to write something, go for it. If you want to make a movie, go for it. You got more tools on your phone to make a movie than existed for real life movie studios 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we call it, because that's what I love about iPhones. You can make a movie on an iPhone.
Sure.
And they got the movie, not an app, but it comes with like the movie part of it.
Sure.
And a friend of mine made like a somewhat of a movie of just him in his backyard. And it, like I said, it looked like a movie. Like he was getting stalked by the predator.
Sure.
You know, and he had that whole like, you know, like... And then all of a sudden you hear the music in the back. Dun, 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 dun. You know, and then run away or whatever. And then there's like, you know, the guy, the predator jumps out and it's him, you know. But, you know, I'm like, holy shit, where you get this from? He goes, oh, from the you know, iPhone. And I'm like.
I mean, go for transfer things. I mean, what gets me is people get told you have to do things the right way. You have to, in order to get anywhere. The idea is have fun.
Yeah,
I did a movie on Frank Barisuri, which you can see, I'll send you a link. You can put the link up to it like you want to. But we did that one for less than $5,000, and it made back its money within 4 months. It still makes money today.
Nice.
I mean, YouTube. You don't have to show your movie on a big movie theater in Hollywood. Make money. YouTube works. I was in Prime works. All kinds of opportunities out there. You just have to please try different things. Work, find a friend that want to do something cool too.
Yeah.
Just have fun. What the hell, right?
Yeah. He was having fun. I was having fun with the whole, you can do trailers as well on the phone. Yeah. And I did trailers, and obviously, you know, folks, I'm a horror guy. So I had everything in my phone, everything that's horror, like, my Halloween decorations that are all demonic looking, and anything that looks cool, like a pumpkin that has like mist coming out of the eyes.
Sure.
And then there's like this trailer part where it'll tell you where to put the pictures. Oh, you want to put this one in here, and then, you know, different sizes of the pictures, and then once it's all done, and then you could pick like the type of like trailer. So I did the obviously the horror thing, you know, and it had like the like a mist, and it had like street signs, and then it had, you know, like it would say like Tattoo Squid Productions, you know, whatever, and then it's like written by Tattoo Squid Productions, da, 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 da. And then it had the whole format down below like you would see in the movies.
Yeah.
So I did that whole thing, and then when you press it And then I added something towards the end, because, you know, like when you watch horror movies, it's like, you know, oh, it's all done. Oh, yeah. But then there comes that surprise ending.
Yeah.
You know? So then all of a sudden after it was like, you get to the end and you go, dun, 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 you know, and then they get to like, oh, you know, written by blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden he goes, dun, dun, dun. And then I had one where I was holding like a flame.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah. So at the end it's like, you know, and yeah. You can see my eyes all like, you know, like stared out. And I love that thing. I wish they had that like on the Android. You know, just like if you bought an Android, it was on there. You can use it for like movie purposes or trailers. Now you got to look for apps.
That's things you have to look for the apps. And I got an Android here, but I don't make movies anymore.
Yeah.
But it's different things. Encouraging people to do things and have fun doing them, I think, racks out.
Yeah, definitely. So, Mr. Big or Mr. Kleeman or Wayne, not Wayne, I'm sorry. No, yeah, Wayne. We call it, you know, tell everybody where they can find you.
Find me a couple places. You can find me on Twitter, and I live at Twitter, at the Milwaukee Mob.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link to make sure because sometimes I screw it up. But I'm on Twitter. I live on Twitter. I'm off on Facebook, thank God. When Facebook told me I had to prove I was a human being, because I'm a couple pages.
Yeah.
My pages were too big, and they were scared that I was misrepresenting the truth. It's like I talk about mafia. Okay, so I said goodbye. So my books can be found on Amazon, on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. But yeah, if you want to communicate with me, and I welcome anybody to connect, it's the Milwaukee Mob, the Milwaukee Mob. Yeah.
Yeah, we call it. So check them out. Check his books. I'm definitely going to check out the books myself, you know, because I love reading the book.
Send me an email. I'll send you a PDF copy is what I have.
Okay, cool. So, folks, take it easy. It is Friday, and I got another podcast, like, in about an hour. but also, you know, follow him on Twitter. Go to Amazon. Check out his books. And this will be coming out probably in a month or something because I got like a whole bunch of different stuff. I got like a stockpile.
Anything else I can do for you, anytime I can do it, please let me know.
Yeah, man. We're going to talk a little bit after this, you know. Yeah. And folks, you know, and also I always forget myself. Follow me, you know, go to Linktree, linktr.ee/ Tattoo Squid Podcast. That's TA2SQUID podcast, all one word. You can go to see, we call it like the merch site, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Good Pods. You know, you can get me on Good Pods and all that. Always can rate the link and everything else. And then you go to, you know, YouTube, go subscribe. You know, I need some subscribers, folks. And go to TikTok, and then you can be a follower and everything else. And also, you know, that's about it, basically.
Peace out.
Yeah. So, all right, folks. Take it easy. And make sure you treat everybody with respect. You know, this time, at this day and age, you know, you can't really go and be assholes all the time.
No.
So even when you don't think you're an asshole, it's going to come out looking like an asshole. So, but, all right, folks, take it easy. All right.
Not leaving us so soon, are you?